Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now, the Gore, the Commissioner, he's been speaking this afternoon. He said he's surprised by the decision of the AGSI to escalate its protests over the disputed issue of rosters within an Gore, the Síochána. Speaking at the AGSI conference in Galway in the last hour, Drew Harris said he wants both sides to go to the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission, the External Conciliation Service, to find a route through to agree a roster which he described as a reasonable one.
What surprises me about this is, one, my proposal in terms of going to WRC is a reasonable one. Secondly, AGSI have taken a High Court action. That High Court action is currently underway and that has yet to be determined. So I would have thought it would have been prudent and respectful to the High Court proceedings that one would wait on on the outcome of those proceedings before making further announcements in respect of days of action. But even beyond that, we have a duty as a policing organisation in Garda Síochána. It's laid out in legislation. We have a responsibility to the state and a responsibility to the people of Ireland to protect them, and that includes state visits, and we will fulfil those duties.
And that was the Gore, the Commissioner, Drew Harris, speaking in the last hour or so to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, who joins me now from Galway. Paul, the details of the escalation of the protest by AGSI members was announced earlier today. You might remind us, first of all, what they are.
Yeah, there is a significant escalation, Cormac, because the AGSI members met in closed session all morning. And just after 1 o'clock, the General Secretary, Antoinette Cunningham, came out and announced announced that they had been mandated by the delegates here to escalate their protest. Now, as we already know, they've marched once on Garda headquarters in a protest over rosters, and this dispute is over rosters. So today, the Garda sergeants and inspectors announced four more similar protest marches over the next 4 months on Dáil Éireann, the Department of Justice, and on Garda headquarters where they previously had marched. Now, the AGSI says if the Garda Commissioner does not agree to what it calls meaningful negotiations on the disputed issue of rosters, then individual members will also take part in so-called blue flu action, whereby they will withdraw their labour in particular Garda departments on particular days. And the AGSI also said that while they will police the forthcoming visit by the US President Joe Biden, but under protest, they will give no guarantees as regards the policing of any other forthcoming visits by dignitaries to Ireland.
That's a remarkable development. What did Drew Harris have to say about that, Paul?
Well, as you heard there, he wasn't very happy about it. He said he was, first of all, surprised by the announcement, but he was quite stern in the sense that he said he was not prepared to change his position. He insisted that the internal procedures have been exhausted. He said there had been 64 long days of meetings over the past 3 years in relation to trying to resolve this issue internally. He said these have been exhausted, and he feels that the only way to resolve this issue now is through the External Workplace Relations Commission. But he also warned the Garda sergeants and inspectors of the potential legal consequences of a withdrawal of labour. He said we're not there yet, and he hasn't made a decision as to what will happen because it hasn't happened yet. But he did refer to the Garda Síochána Act, which he says is quite clear in relation to that, in relation to a withdrawal of service. And I quote from it, the Garda Síochána Act says, a person is guilty of an offence if he or she induces or does any act calculated to induce any member of an Garda Síochána to withhold his or her services or to commit a breach of discipline. And the conviction, the on conviction for that on a district court level, there is a potential prison sentence of up to 12 months and a fine of 3,000, or indeed, if it becomes an indictable offence, there could be a jail sentence of up to 5 years and a possible fine of up to €50,000. So the Garda Commissioner did refer to the legislation, and he said as far as he's concerned, the legislation on this matter in relation to withdrawal of labour or inducing members of the Gardaí to withdraw their labour is quite clear.
Very interesting indeed. Before I let you go, Paul, on another matter entirely, did Drew Harris give any clarity at all on the role of the Gardaí in evictions?
Yeah, he did actually. He said that he had reissued instructions which were first issued in 2020, on two members of the Gardaí on what precisely their duty is at an eviction. He said that their duties were to maintain the peace and prevent crime, and also to detect crime if crime happens. He said evictions should be, quote, pre-planned operations, that Gardaí would make sure all was done to minimise the risk to public order and the threat or danger to individuals. He said that the Gardaí did not want to see circumstances where there was public order or a criminal offence committed. He also referred to the tweet by the Sinn Féin deputy Eoin Óibrín of a reworked famine eviction scene which included members of the Gardaí Síochána. He said that the TD had said that he meant no offence, and Drew Harris said it was sensible of us not to take offence, but he said it does highlight what a contentious issue this is in society.
Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, thank you very much indeed for that.